on the phone this morning is the assistant superintendent, Peggy Chambers. Peggy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just great. And how are you today?
Did you just get home from another award ceremony, and are you ready to go to your next one? Because, boy, it's a busy, busy springtime here in the MCCSE.
It certainly is that time of year, and we're really looking forward to a very special event this evening. This is our third annual Evening of Stars, and this is our retirement and employee recognition celebration.
And you have plenty of people to recognize.
We do. This year we are going to be recognizing 45 retirees. Those are teachers, administrators, and support staff. And we're also recognizing 30 other employees. And these are those who are our stars of excellence. This is something that we started 3 years ago as a way to recognize staff. These people are nominated by their peers. We had over 100 nominations this year. An executive committee then reviewed those nominations, and we were able to narrow that down to 30 recipients. But it was very difficult to do because we have some outstanding people who are part of our school corporation.
Peggy, the number looks substantial, but you told me before we got on the air that that's not too unusual to have this many retirees.
No, 45 is maybe a little bit low. We usually average around 60. You know, when you think that we have over 2,000 employees and almost 900 certified staff, 60, 45 is really not an unusual number.
Now, I don't want to sound crash on the, but the problem is that when you're doing your ceremony tonight, that means there are job openings at the MCCSC.
Yes, there are, and Bloomington's a little unique, too, because we are in a more transient community, and so our turnover is probably a little greater than some corporations. We usually run about 10%, so right now we do have some jobs that we're posting, and we will be posting more in the next couple of weeks.
What's your biggest need?
Well, our biggest need right now, we'll be posting elementary positions. We'll have several of those that will be available. But our challenge is really filling some of our secondary positions. Mm-hmm. Those are becoming more difficult as fewer people are going into education. So we're seeing that in sciences, world language, special education, we're starting to feel that pinch.
We see that. We've read about kids are tending not to go into education the numbers they used to, and you're already feeling that on the MCCSC level?
We are, and you know, I've always felt very fortunate to be in a university community because we felt that, you know, we had a great pool of teachers, but even our corporation is feeling that pinch, so I can only imagine what it's like for some of my colleagues in smaller districts. Mm-hmm. We see it also then in other areas of education. We have trouble filling our substitute positions. We have trouble with our bus drivers. But we're even becoming a little more challenged in finding classroom assistants or food service employees. So we're constantly going to job fairs for both certified and non-certified staff and posting positions and looking for good employees that would like to be part of our corporation.
We're talking with Peggy Chambers, who's the assistant superintendent, and as part of her responsibilities, she deals with personnel. Peggy, how do you have a hair left in your head? You haven't torn them all out dealing with the problems you have finding people.
Well, it's a challenge, but one thing that we've done, we've become very intentional in our recruiting. And we put together a plan of what kind of visits we would do and to what corporations. And we've recruited our principals to help us go on those trips. And we're just really, as I said, being very intentional in our recruiting efforts. And that's something that one time that we didn't really feel that we had to do. We had that luxury of feeling that we had excellent candidates coming to us. And now we're out and we're searching. We're seeking the best.
Now, for teachers, they know they're getting into something that's not year-round. But for a lot of your other jobs, it's got to be a problem because it's not a year-round job. People want a job, they want to, you know, every day of the week.
And that is the challenge. The history, I think, you know, when you think of school secretary, and usually it was someone's mother who came in and they wanted to be in the school with their children. They were looking for a school year position. And that's not really the case anymore because we're looking for people who are looking for a living wage. And so they need year-round employment.
Mm-hmm.
We see that with bus drivers. They come to us and they're still seeking something for summer. Our food service employees, they come to us and they need something more than 9 months. I think that contributes to the turnover that we have in those areas. And it's, you know, it's one of our greatest challenges is keeping those positions filled.
How do other communities handle this, Peggy? Do they have a plan, or is it just different strokes for different folks, for lack of a better term?
No, I think it's happening everywhere. I think this
so the system
is one
needs
of the
some
challenges
work.
Now. Some of corporations, you know, you'll see them changing their school schedules. They no longer have the more traditional calendar. And while, you know, they tell me that that helps with hiring, I've always kind of wondered about that because you still have those breaks during the school year. And so people can't really go out and find that summer employment then. So I'm not really sure that anyone has the right answer now on how to keep that workforce in place.
Our guest this morning is Assistant Superintendent Peggy Chambers with the MCCSC. Is this more evidence that's just pointing to a year-round school calendar that's inevitable and it's going to happen?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Not in Bloomington.
Well, just maybe perhaps everywhere, because it seems like education's, we hear educators talk about it, it's a nonstop process. We don't like to have those big breaks where people forget about what we're talking about and teaching about. So it's interesting how the support staff and everything else comes together on that. And I'm not saying that Peggy Chambers is advocating year-round school. Let's make that let's make that perfectly clear. But it just seems to be the days of work here and work there is done. People are looking for more fuller time positions. So maybe that those two go hand in hand down the road.
Peggy, I worked in a lot of my officiating with a lot of coaches, and you look at those coaches and they have a star, and that star graduates. And I always wanted to know from the coaches, how do you feel when this person moves on to the next thing? You're kind of a coach. You brought a lot of these people that are leaving on board, whether they're teachers or like Gibb in supervising of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to feel kind of like a coach, and you're losing some of your star players now. How does that affect you?
Well, it is very emotional. You know, tonight will be very emotional for me because many of the people who are retiring have been my colleagues, and some, you know, I've actually been part of the hiring process with them. So it's a bittersweet, you know, to see them go because I know what they've contributed to our corporation and to our children. But I'm also very happy for them because I've always said one of the best parts of my job is, you know, seeing the retirees when they have signed all the paperwork and they've made the decision. They're the happiest group that I'm able to work with, and so I am happy to see them. But then in June, July, August, I see that next group who come in to join us, and I'm always amazed at the talent that comes in to our corporation. So just as that star on the team leaves, there's usually another star coming, and so we're just happy for everyone when we see this time of year come around.
And if not, you got to hit free agency and outbid the other team. Sign them to that long-term deal.
And,
that's right.
That's coming. That's definitely coming.
Well, and each generation of college student, I was reading in the paper today, Pat Wilson's comments that, you know, when she first started teaching, she had to go to the library to get information. Now you go to a computer.
Don't worry, Pat will be back next year. She'll be bored and want to just educate more people. She'll just jump right back in.
But now you've got all these kids coming at you and the technology and
great.
All the kinds of things that they know that we didn't even envision when I was in the School of Education many, many centuries ago. So
And that's so true. So we can only imagine what it will be like someday.
What's next? That's the great news.
Peggy, before we let you go, there's one other way that somebody that's listening to all this and remembers a great teacher could honor that teacher or thank that teacher.
Well, actually, Keith, there are two ways. One that we have is actually on our website, and it's called the MCCSC Employee Recognition Program, and it's a thanks. And anyone can go on the website, and they can nominate that person, or they can tell how that individual made a difference. So it's simple. Just go to the website, and you'll find that. The other way is that anyone can make a donation to the Monroe County Community School Foundation and can do that in the name of any employee. And certainly that benefits teachers as well as recognizing that employee.
Peggy, great job as always. Best of luck with the award season and best of luck filling those positions as well. If people would like more information or maybe can pass this on to somebody who's looking for some employment, what's the easiest way to find what you're looking for?
On our website, we do post the open positions, and that would probably be the easiest way, but certainly anyone can contact our Human Resources Department, and we'll be glad to shepherd them through the process.
Excellent job, as always. Have fun, and we will get caught up with you in the near future.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Peggy Chambers, she's the Assistant Superintendent for the MCCSC.